And Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 21, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Mother, here's something you should know. Now there's a cold tablet, especially for children. It's children-sized Super Anahit, and it relieves pre-virus cold or Asiatic flu miseries where aspirin can't possibly work. First, children-sized Super Anahit relieves sneezing and sniffling. Second, it soothes raw sore throat. Third, it eases cough and chest congestion. And children-sized Super Anahit reduces fever, relieves that ache all over feeling. Contains vitamin C to help your child resist after effects of cold or flu. Mother, there's no longer any need to break adult-sized tablets in half. Your child gets exact dosage, swallows these smaller tablets easily. Get children-sized Super Anahit, commended by Parents Magazine. When virus cold or Asiatic flu strikes, nasal membranes swell, germs attack, and mucus clogs the nostrils. Watery mist sprays can't get through mucus, but Super Anahit nasal spray melts away mucus with exclusive bonsai, kills germs with a special antibiotic, shrinks swollen membranes with miracle decongestants. Get Super Anahit antibiotic nasal spray.
You clean, toothpaste clean, for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
Today, the monster tinted green. Jack Barber, leaving the family home the back way, finds his sister Hazel trying to angle one last carton into a heavily laden station wagon.
Hey, let me help.
Oh, careful. It's a cloisonné vase and a china teapot and 12 cups.
Well, I'll take it. Is it wrapped in something?
Shredded newspapers. I'm moving the breakable things myself.
Oh, Jack!
Let's rearrange these other boxes.
Betty's calling you.
Huh?
On the back steps at your house.
Jack!
Betty, he's helping me.
Telephone! Miss Bimby Blassingame!
Who?
Oh, my lecture agent. Hey, Betty, find out where she is. I'll call her back.
Miss Blassingame wants to talk to you now. She's going to be out all evening.
Okay, coming. Excuse me, Hazel. Now, look, if Hank isn't there when you get to your house, you call me and I'll come over and unload.
On the phone in the living room. She said she's going out with one of her other lecturers, so she wants to talk to you now.
Okay. Hazel's moving a lot of stuff in Claudia's station wagon. She looks pretty tired.
Everybody gets pretty tired. I do myself.
Hello, Bimby. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Yeah? Well, that's good. I thought I fell flat on my face. Okay, all right. How long a speech? Same one? Oh, well, okay. Book it. Yeah, thanks. Bye. Betty? Hey, Betty, where'd you go?
I'm upstairs, Jack. I'm helping with homework.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, now, who's this?
Aunt Betty?
She's upstairs, Pinky.
Oh, hi. May I borrow Sharon's car?
No, wait, I'll ask. Betty, Pinky's here. May he borrow Sharon's car?
I'll find out. Mary Lou, will you tell Sharon Pinky wants a car? Sharon, Pinky wants your car.
Sit down, son. The message will be relayed in a moment. How's Cousin considered?
Well, we moved him back to Joan's house, but he's still kind of wobbly. I've been reading to him all day.
Mom? Okay. Jack, okay.
Thank you. They say okay, Pink. Do you know where the keys are?
They're supposed to be here in the kitchen drawer. Oh, yeah, here they are, Uncle Jack. Thanks a lot. I've got to run an errand. ZZ's hungry for papayas, and I'll get him some if I have to send to the islands. See you later.
Good night, Pink.
You put that first part of the sentence in the ablative absolute. Thanks, Mom. Well, I'm late starting dinner, but nobody's hungry. Unless you are, Jack.
No, not yet.
The girls would rather get their homework done.
Hey, are you sore about something?
Why, no, of course not.
You seem kind of far away.
I can't imagine why you'd say that, Jack.
Bimby told me the remark you made about my speech this noon. Why didn't you say it to me?
What remark?
About why it flopped.
I didn't say it flopped, Jack. I thought it was good. They just didn't laugh, that's all.
Bimby thinks you made a very shrewd observation.
Well, thanks. Which one?
Well, got another engagement out of it, a country club dinner in April. Hey, what's wrong, Betty?
Why, Jack, not a thing. I don't know why you keep assuming something's wrong. You must have a guilty conscience. I had a very enjoyable time at the luncheon. I'm glad I met Miss Blassingame, and I'm also delighted to be home. Name anything you want for dinner, and I'll cook it.
I think I'll go over and help unload the station wagon. I'll see you later, baby.
Ma, Mary Lou, I've told you all I know about the ablative absolute.
That isn't what I was going to ask you.
Well, what?
Is Miss Bimby Blassingame very, very, very pretty?
Go finish your homework, Mary Lou.
Okay. I'll bet you sin too, Mom. I know just how you feel. Oh, dear. Good luck.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Cowell. You know, water's awfully hard on the hands, especially in cold weather. It makes them so red and rough. But even though you can't keep your hands out of water, you can protect them. Just use today's Truchet, now with silicone. Today's Truchet protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red skin. Do try today's Truchet.
Hey, friends, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but what do I...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what do I do with my big bass drum?
Betty watches Mary Lou's retreating figure and then says...
Mary Lou, come back a moment, please.
Hmm?
Just what did you mean by that curious attitude?
Oh, I don't know.
You said you knew how I felt.
About what?
Hmm? This interests me very much. I'm not trying to pin you down, darling. And you don't need to tell me if you don't want to. But it fascinates me. How do you think I feel?
Jealous. The monster tinted green.
Oh. Well, I'm not either. Why, Mary Lou, why, that's ridiculous. Of whom?
Mom.
Of Miss Blassingame? Why, she's cute as she can be. And she's handling Daddy's speeches very ably. And with six girls, and some of you almost in college, it's nice to have the extra income.
You know something? When Mickey Hickson took Peter Sawyer away from me, I did the same thing. I'd hear myself talking all the wrong stuff, but I couldn't seem to stop. Peter would look disgusted, and I'd feel disgusted. But there I'd be saying all the things that were irritating when I wanted to be friendly. I guess that's defensive. Is that what it is, defensive? Well, I'll get back to work. Oh, what was it you said that was so observant?
Huh?
About Daddy's speech. You must have said something pretty smart if they both noticed it.
Oh, well.
Don't be modest about it. You need the credit.
Oh, well, all I said was, well, this speech, it's the one called The Separate Worlds of Parents and Children, and Daddy jokes a lot about women. And it's a very witty speech and very funny. When there are men there, too, the women laugh like everything. But this noon, there weren't any men. And the women folded their arms and sat up straight and didn't crack a smile. Your daddy was as good as ever, but there was not much applause at the end.
Gee, let's forget that one quick. Say, Mom.
Yes?
Why don't you wear that black nightgown Pinky gave you for Christmas?
Mary Lou!
Thanks for the help in Latin.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinso Blue.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you'll get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
At Hazel's enormous new house, 13 doors from the family home, Jack is carrying in the last of the cartons from the station wagon.
Hazel, you upstairs?
Coming.
Last box is in.
Thanks ever so much. I don't know what happened to Hank. Goodness, this place looks bigger all the time.
I put them all over there in the corner.
May I come in?
Sure.
Hello, Betty.
Anything I can do to help?
No, thanks. Jack carried everything in for me. He... Oh.
Hazel.
Isn't it awful? I can't bear to look at it.
What?
Well, look at the carpeting. Did the cleaner see that?
Wasn't their fault. The McGregors hadn't cleaned the carpets for a century, and their machine sucked up all the nap. So that means all new carpeting, acres of it, wall to wall. Let's go outdoors. It's cold in here.
Hazel.
Oh, dear, and what an expense.
Come on out. I'll lock up.
I thought those rugs looked kind of moth-eaten.
What did you find out about the furnace?
Betty, there are two things I can't seem to discuss. The carpeting and the furnace.
You want to ride home?
Oh, no, we'll walk, won't we, Jack?
Sure.
Then I'll go along, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
It was sweet of you to come and help her.
Well, she needed somebody for the heavy lifting.
Oh, dear. As I just told the girls, we ought to count our blessings. To have a wonderful home like ours, and a beautiful law firm to work for, and a sideline like your speeches, with a clever agent like that darling little skinny Bimby Blassing game. My word, I told the girls, if we aren't happy, we ought to have our heads examined. Jack, would you like a big, juicy New York steak for dinner? I've got one in the freezer, and we could put on a record and dance while it's thawing.
Oh, that's great. Hey, did you have a headache when I first got home?
A little one. But it's all gone now.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 22, Book 129, Henry Barber's Bedside Manner. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in the affairs of Dr. Jensen.